wholesale beef values continued to climb on Tuesday. Tyson expects to have its Holcomb, Kansas plant fully operational within 60 days. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 13th of November. Cattle futures traded either side of steady on Tuesday, awaiting further direction from the cash market. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, but mostly marginally higher, from an average of 8 cents lower to an average of 11 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed narrowly mixed, from 17 cents lower to 22 cents higher. Currently strong market fundamentals should grow more positive when Tyson reopens the Kansas plant that was shuttered by fire in August. During a Tuesday conference call to share the company's fourth quarter fiscal results, Noel White, Tyson CEO, said the company expects to have the plant fully operational within 60 days and potentially sooner. Wholesale beef values were higher on choice and sharply higher on select, with moderate to good demand and light to moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.91 higher Tuesday afternoon at $240.50 a hundredweight, the highest since June of 2017. Select was $2.54 higher at $216.23. Corn futures closed 3 to 4 cents higher through July of 20 and then mostly a penny higher. Soybean futures closed fractionally mixed to a penny lower. Results from just one trendable weekly Tuesday auction to report at press time. That for Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, where 3,042 head were on offer. Steer calves weighing less than 550 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher, while steer calves at heavier weights, as well as heifer calves, sold from $3 lower to $3 higher. Steers weighed an average of 654 pounds and sold for an average of $147.41 a hundredweight. Heifers weighed an average of 562 and brought an average price of $131.31. Major U.S. financial indices mainly edged higher on Tuesday, supported once again by positive quarterly corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed unchanged. The S&P 500 closed 4 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 21 points. Increased uncertainty and price pressure from the Tyson plant fire may have helped encourage some cow-calf producers to begin herd liquidation, says Elliot Dennis, livestock marketing economist at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. To illustrate the market uncertainty leading into the fire, Dennis uses the example of a cow-calf producer in the Northern Plains who calves in March or April and then sells weaned calves in October. At calving time, Dennis points out, feeder cattle futures for October were around $157. After higher corn futures rose in response to late and poor planting conditions and applied price pressure to feeder cattle futures, he explains the October contract fluctuated between $132 and $145 in June, July, and August before sinking to $127 in the wake of the Tyson fire. By expiration, that contract was back up to $145. How risk-averse producers were likely determined price risk management used and ultimately gross revenue received for sold calves, Dennis says, in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets. He adds that cow-calf producers could respond to the increased market volatility by selling cows and exiting the market or by retaining beef cows for breeding. Although the number of beef cows bred and the number of heifers retained for breeding this year won't be known until the January 1st USDA cattle report, Dennis says cow slaughter provides some indication of producer response. Beef cow slaughter numbers this year track close to last year's pace through much of the year. However, Dennis says, USDA's cow slaughter under federal inspection reports suggest a large beef cow sell-off since the week of September 14th. He adds that beef cow slaughter numbers are on an upward trend and show no sign of slowing down. Besides the fire, Dennis explains cow slaughter likely increased due to skyrocketing prices for 90% lean beef, tighter hay supplies borne by the wet spring and summer, and the slow recovery of cash prices. In the short term, he says, increasing cow slaughter affects the number of calves born next year and feeder cattle available to enter feedlots. In the long term, he says, it could ultimately signal that the industry is beginning to enter the contraction phase of the cattle cycle. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 13th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.